Now to your letters about last week's show. First, reporter Zachary Barr of Colorado Public Radio had the story about a piercing whistle that once marked noontime in Steamboat Springs. It was actually an air raid siren. The city took it down a few years ago, and a quieter one has replaced it.
And it should go off any minute now.
This brought back memories to Hilda Epperson Hansen of Denver. She grew up in rural northeast Missouri and writes, "Everyone set their clocks by the town whistle at 7 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. If the whistle blew at any other time, we knew there was a fire or a tornado warning. The day of the chimney fire in our house, Mama quickly called the volunteer fire department. It seemed like hours before the fire engine arrived. In my five-year-old mind, the town whistle had saved our house." The report on the efforts to convince skeptics that global warming is real touched a lot of nerves. In the story, NPR's Christopher Joyce had this statement from environmental group leader Dan Lashoff.
We in the scientific community, by and large, said, okay, science debate is over. We're going to move our efforts into talking about what we do about it. And that left the science debate in the public largely untended.
John Hink of Portland, Maine, wrote, "Responsibility for the harm caused by coal and oil and other global warming triggers rests not with the valiant, if outgunned, environmental vanguard, but with those who put their personal gain over progress." Finally, NPR London correspondent Philip Reeves, in his report about the Happiness Index, said that the English love a good dose of self-pity, but now they have just cause.
The unusually harsh and early winter has buried them in snow. Government austerity plans are kicking in, bringing welfare cuts and unemployment.
England was served another helping of humiliation when FIFA, the international governing body for soccer, voted to stage the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Ian Milchrist of Las Vegas, Nevada, sent this message. "It's hard to imagine that the English are not getting some joy, or at least some schadenfreude, from the pasting their cricketers are giving Australia right now. The team is set for a crushing victory of a kind not seen since the 1920s and 30s. Surely that news will buoy the nation's spirit." Lift our spirits, or bust our balloons. The best way to get in touch with us is to go to npr.org, click on the contact link that says Contact Us. Our Facebook page is NPR Weekend, which is also on Twitter, where you can find me at NPR Leanne. This, my friends, is NPR News.